Hiding behind the hills between the Highway 121 turnoff to Sonoma and Lakeville Road lies Tole Lake, the only inland freshwater lake adjacent to San Pablo Bay, and now protected for its ecological values. Soon to become a county park, Tole Lake provides refuge from storms and nesting and feeding habitat for waterfowl and shorebirds. Continuing west, as you crest the hill, for as far as the eye can see, lies 4,000 acres of protected land called the Sonoma Baylands. John Brosnan, Baylands Project Manager for the Sonoma Land Trust, talks about this region and the values of restoring it.
Sonoma Baylands proper, the Sonoma Baylands Restoration Project, is this 300-acre marsh that we've restored. This is a former farm field that's been restored to tidal action. But Sonoma Baylands, more generally, is the region of southern Sonoma County, which is this historic tidal marsh where Sonoma County meets San Pablo Bay. Historically, there was tidal influence on the north side of Highway 37. The Baylands here provide a lot of opportunity to restore tidal marsh all the way up the Petaluma River. If you follow Lakeville Highway, almost all the way up to Petaluma, that whole corridor between the ridgelines is historic tidal marsh. And along the Petaluma River is, in fact, the largest intact, pristine tidal marsh on the West Coast.
I asked John to talk practically for a moment about the interaction between wetlands and storms.
Storms come from the south in the wintertime, and if they can really whip up the tides and you've got a 9-foot tide, it's the choice between having that tide lap up against this levee, or do you want half a mile or a mile of tidal marsh to break that down, kind of damp out the effect as it comes in.
John told us that 85% of the North Bay's wetlands have disappeared over the past 100 years. He says there are many benefits to restoring wetlands. One of them is recreation.
Wherever we have the opportunity to engineer a restoration, we can also take that opportunity to incorporate elements like the Bay Trail and include the Bay Trail along the water's edge right here. And that also gives us an opportunity for environmental education opportunities and just getting young people out and showing them the project and talking about what used to be here, what's here now, and hopefully instilling in them some environmental ethic that they may take forward.